Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Merry Christmas once again from the North Pole Newsroom. I'm Al Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News. 19 hours ago, Santa launched from the North Pole, and at this hour, we have perhaps one of the most anticipated times in all of Tracking Santa with breaking news from all over. Yesterday, we spoke with a professional North Pole tracker elf named Elf Petey LaCroix, who shares his professional insights with us every year on the broadcast. He joins us now via radio from his station in Alaska. Petey, did you see Santa as he headed to Sector 1?
Negatory there, Frank. We had too much cloud cover in Santa that at that point was still at a very high altitude. We're hoping for better luck on the return to the North Pole, but it's not looking too good yet.
More weather?
Yep. I may ask for last-minute repositioning so I can get a better shot of getting Santa on video in flight.
Where might you reposition to, Petey?
Maybe somewhere on the plains, Winnipeg, or maybe North Dakota, or somewhere equally barren, boring, and frozen, Frank.
Okay, Petey, we hope you're successful in hunting down Santa in the skies tonight. Let's turn now to our lead reporter in Sector 5, Elf Alpine. Al, what's the story there at the Regional Tracking Center in Mistletoe, Kentucky?
Frank, we are getting some pushback from some folks who do not like the bedtime advisories. This kind of happens every year. For some reason, a lot of people in Sector 5 seem to think it is perfectly normal to want to be up when Santa arrives.
Al, we get a report or two every year of someone who has a close encounter with Santa in their home on Christmas. We haven't had one yet this year, but we know that it happens.
Well, Frank, there's a big difference between someone who wakes up in the middle of the night to get a drink of water and bumps into Santa while he's there, and someone who wants Santa at the Christmas party.
Is that what Santa is concerned about, Al?
Yeah, he's got a lot of ground to cover in Sector 5. It's geographically smaller than other places like Sector 2, for example, but there's a lot more believers per mile in Sector 5, and so Santa doesn't have to cover as much ground, but he has to go to more places. He doesn't have time for parties, Frank.
Okay, thanks for that input, Al. And finally, let's check in with Mrs. Wassel with an update on bedtime advisories. Mrs. Wassel?
Mr. Ma, it is the biggest announcement of the evening so far. My list of advisories from the tip of South America to the Arctic Circle in Canada is huge. We really need everyone in Sectors 4 and 5 to go to the NorthPoleFlightCommand.com to see if the region or city is on the list. We have listed the cities of Washington, D.C., New York, Ottawa, Toronto, Panama City, Miami, Havana, the countries of Colombia, all of Brazil now, Haiti, Jamaica, Puerto Rico, the Bahamas. The list is endless, Mr. Ma.
And all of those places are full of believers, Mrs. Wassel. Thank you for your efforts. Folks, Santa is about to stuff stockings in the Americas. Let's be ready for him. From the North Pole, where we're always ready for Santa, I'm Elf Frank Murr reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.